Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarball. I'm sitting here at Avon Brewing Company with Matthias Hauk. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great, Dean. Appreciate you coming in today. Welcome to the family, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me out today and taking the time to be here. You guys have been here since, 2016 now, right?
Correct. Cool. We opened in August of 2016.
You're coming up on 2 years now.
Almost on 2 years.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Any fun plans for the anniversary?
We do. We have several beers we're going to release.
Oh, nice.
So we're excited about that.
Yeah. What is it that brought you into brewing? You've been here for 2 years now. What did you do before that? And kind of what brought you onto the brewing side of things?
Awesome. Well, that's a good question. As a profession as well, I'm also a teacher.
Okay.
I teach high school. I work for the Lorain County Joint Vocational School.
Oh, very nice.
I teach a program there for freshmen and sophomores. And so I've been there for 15 years. And so part of what we do is brewing is that it was something we could do as a family, home brewing.
Yeah.
And so we like beer. We like good beer. And like everything else that good entrepreneurs do, if someone can do it, you can do it too.
Right.
So, you know, we started out, oh my goodness, probably 14, 15 years ago on a Mr. Beer kit.
Nice.
As most people do.
Absolutely.
And it was awful. But like everybody else.
As most first batches are.
It's true. You choke it down.
Terrible.
You choke it down and you figure it out.
Do you remember what the style was?
I don't. It was some horribly bland ale.
I did a blonde ale.
That's probably what it was.
And you guys have a very good blonde ale. We'll get to that in a minute. But the first one I did was just terrible. So you start there. You got the brew kit, the Mr. Beer kit,
and then took a little break because it was that bad. And then started picking up some extract brewing on the side. And then probably about 5 or so years ago, we got into all grain brewing.
Okay.
And went from a cooler system up to a kegel system.
Oh, nice.
And then used a nano brew system after that, one very similar to what they have at Nano Brew.
Oh, nice.
And then got some stainless steel conical fermenters and went the whole nine. Like I said, just to be a part of her family, my brothers Brian and Dan also, we were part of that together. And so we got together, we brewed some beer, we had a lot of fun, and we shared it with our friends and kind of did it for a good experience between the two of us, the three of us.
And what made you decide to go make the jump to doing it, you know, here at Avon Brewing Company as a business?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, actually been probably 3.5-4 years ago now, we started brewing more for everybody else to try and to taste. And it got to the point where everybody was saying, listen, you need to put this in competitions.
Yeah.
You need to get this beer out there so everybody can try it. And we always had this dream of opening up a restaurant with Brian. Brian is my brother-in-law and our chef here, and he always wanted to venture on his own, just kind of how that would look as a family. And so we didn't know if we were going to do something together, just a restaurant,
right,
or do our own beer, strictly just a tap room.
Mm-hmm.
And so we brewed for some people. We had some beers we gave to Paul Benner over at Platform and Jerome Williver over at Black Box before they closed. And everybody was very clearly stated, listen, it's time to do this on your own. And so we decided to venture out, make some connections, and just make a big jump.
Yeah, and it's paid off very well. You know, a lot of people coming in talk about this place. You guys have a great following. We have the Barista Blonde here in front of us. Is this one of your first brews that you guys did, or is it more just like a flagship for you?
That's a good question. And so one of the things that we've done is, of our 18 taps we typically have of our own brand, most of those we've already brewed at home over the course of those years.
Some
recipes, tried and true recipes over the course of time. And our Gold Dust, our Golden Ale, was one of the ones that we did a long time ago.
Okay.
And kept that moving. And this beer came out of our love for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
My brother owns Arc Coffee Roasters in Southern Ohio, Appalachian Roots Coffee, ARC.
Okay.
And so he was showing me some different types of coffee he was getting into. One of them was an Ethiopian Yirgacheffe coffee, which had some really cool notes of like lemon blueberry and how that would play off beer. And so we talked about how to do that with our beer and infusing it. And so Brian, being the chef that he is, we drank some coffee. He decided to put some beans into a growler. It tasted phenomenal. And then the rest was history. We played around with it some and came up with our own, what we do, call it a cold brew method, where we actually are cold brewing coffee with beer.
Oh, very interesting. This is one of the few that I've not actually had from you guys. I've had pretty much everything. And it's really nice. It's just that night that you get that little bit of coffee. It's not overpowering. It's nice and balanced in here. And what was the idea of doing that with a blonde instead of, you know, you usually get coffee notes in like porters and stouts and stuff like that. You don't see too many people messing into a blonde. And I like that because it keeps it nice and light. Usually ABV wise and kind of sitting in your stomach. So was that kind of part of your thinking as far as making that?
Absolutely. That was the plan from the beginning, to have something different. Mm-hmm. As you said, most people put coffee in darker beers. And the method that we use, obviously, as you can see, doesn't change the color of the beer really right. at all. We use quite a bit of coffee in each batch, so the coffee flavor is there. It's not overpowering. We use a Ethiopian Harar coffee, and we have it roasted to about full city. And we use red cedar coffee over in Berea. They do it locally for us.
I'm not usually a coffee drinker. I can't drink coffee by itself.
You're missing out, man. I'm telling you.
Well, it stems to from a long thing a long time ago. As a kid, I drank out of a cup that I thought was like a soda, and it turned out it was coffee.
Gotcha.
Just that mental block. But the only time I can stand it is in beer. And this is one of the better ones that I've had, because it's, for me as someone who doesn't normally drink coffee, and to anybody out there who maybe hearing coffee and they're like, I don't want to try, it's really good.
Yeah, this so what really we do is we try to pull off the flavors of that Ethiopian Harar coffee. Mm-hmm. So you do get that upfront coffee flavor. The smell is there. It's kind of part of the part of the aroma and the experience of the beer. But on the backside, it does finish that crisp, clean. You do get a little bit of that fruity note from mm-hmm. from the way in which we process the bean. So that's exactly what we were after, and it's one of our best-selling beers, and people really love it. Barista for life is what a lot of people say.
Yeah, this is a great one. Summertime now, this is a beer you can have, you know, a couple of and not feel like you're losing your head.
Yeah, super crushable. I think it rings in at 4.5%.
Yeah.
Something like that, 4.6.
Yep.
And all-day drinker. That's caffeinated, actually. So,
yeah.
Pretty neat that way.
It's pepping me up a little bit. I have not been sleeping well lately, and usually soda is my go-to caffeine, but this is a nice mix-up for it. And so now you guys have been doing, is this the base beer that you do your like infused beers with?
So that's a good question. So when we first, like I talked about, when we first opened, we opened with five of our own beers. We had the Gold Dust, we had our Ohana, we had French Creek, Eagle, and the King Coconut Imperial Porter. And from that, then we came in to add on. So the barista did come from the idea of putting the bean into the Gold Dust.
Oh, okay.
But that's not how it ended. Obviously, the flavor profile we wanted was less along the lines of our golden ale, mm-hmm. more along the lines of a blonde ale.
Yeah.
More of that kind of fruity undertones, et cetera. Yeah. So we kind of pushed that a little bit more of the Cascade versus the Centennial.
Okay.
In that method. So it once started out being that type of an infusion, didn't last long.
Gotcha.
Especially now that we're bringing on a 15-barrel system.
Yeah.
We just infused the coffee right in the bright tank.
And when you first opened, did you first start with that 15-barrel system, or is that a newer system for you guys?
No, we did.
I couldn't remember if that was that. Like, what are the kind of the fun parts of working on a system like that, you know, versus, you know, that Mr. Beer Kit? You know, what's been the experience going from that to this, you know, 15-barrel system now?
Yeah, so the crazy thing is that when we talk to a lot of other brewers, which has been a great thing for us, obviously the community is a wonderful community of brewers. The funny thing is everybody looks at us as people who are like rock stars. Luke Purcell being one of them, even in my mind, as being kind of that kind of rock star personality. And, you know, he was mentioning a story when we were collaborating on a beer together, that he was down inside of a tank at one of the production tanks over at Great Lakes, just scrubbing the snot out of something that wasn't coming off, and sweating to death. And it was so hot in there. And some Indian players were there on a tour, and he popped out, said hi to everybody. And their response was, boy, I wish I had his job. He said, if they only knew. So the fun part is that, you know, that's what it's like. So brewing at home, whether it's matter if you're on a 5-gallon cooler, 15-gallon cooler, to a nano brew system, the timing is about the same. Mm. Your day starts and ends almost the same amount of time. And so you're just brewing a much larger batch. The ability to be more exact is there, obviously, with the better equipment. You have the ability to have more precise product. And then your control of that product then leads to a better ending.
Yeah. And it's so funny that you say it. It's like a lot of the people I've been meeting so far in the brewing world are kind of have that rock star personality, like you're saying, is, and it's so funny to see people that, like Indians players, people we want to be. That's right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to be on Jacobs Field? And I'll always call it Jacobs Field. It's the Jake Forever. Who wouldn't want to be down there playing for that team? And then for them to come in and say stuff like that, it just shows you the power of beer.
It does. It
brings everybody
power
together.
Of craft beer, the power of the relationships, the community that we all share together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What would you say, you know, if you're going to eat with beer, some people don't like to necessarily eat and drink at the same time. Mm-hmm. Some people like to let the flavors kind of speak for themselves. If you wanted to eat something with this, the Barista Blonde, what would you say a good meal to go with this would be?
Any of our salads would be great. This is a great beer for appetizers. Like you said, it's not too heavy, so it's not going to sit heavy in your stomach. It's nice and light, clean, crisp, refreshing. Again, a lot of our appetizers are that way.
Yeah.
And all of our salads are that way too here at the restaurant. And so we try to make all of our, not try, we do make all of our sauces and all of our dressings from scratch here in the kitchen.
Nice.
And so as you'll see later, as we talk about more of the beers together, you'll see how they connect, intertwine between the kitchen and the brewery.
Absolutely.
Back and forth. And this is no different. I mean, obviously, like I said, any of our salads, chicken wraps, those are all a wonderful opportunity. But this beer itself, like I said, one of our best sellers. One of the neat things about it, it's not a white stout.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have those chocolate backgrounds.
No,
it's literally just a coffee blonde ale.
Yeah.
And again, doesn't overpower anything. Fits along with all of your different beers.
But it has a lot of flavor to it.
It does.
Flavorful.
The malt still sticks around.
And I'm a malt guy. I love malt. And, you know, you're speaking about food and everything. You know, I was here for my birthday this past week. And, you know, a couple people were with me that don't drink. But they were raving about the food here.
Awesome.
And so.
No, we're really stoked about that.
You know, if you guys like good food, especially if you like good burgers and wraps and stuff like that, get down here to Avon Brewing Company. This is some really good food and really good beer. What else do you want the people to know about the Barista Blonde that I might have missed?
Just that it kind of molds kind of who we are. A little outside the box thinking, taking something that would be typically available around the area, a blonde ale, a golden ale, and infusing some really great flavors. And we don't really spare any expense. We have, like I said, red cedar coffee, fly in, Ethiopian Harar green beans for us.
Yeah.
And then we have those roasted to our specifics. And then, you know, we work it out just the same every time. We did a lot of different methods.
Yeah.
Talking about how much to put in, how least to put in to get the right amount flavor profile that we want. I think we've got it down exactly where we want it. It's just really neat. And so I'm surprised at how well it has sold, being a blonde ale. But like you said, you just had it today for the first time, and you're a non-coffee drinker.
Yeah.
And
I drink it again.
You drink it again.
Absolutely. And I come in specifically, and I tell people who don't drink coffee to try it too. And if you do like coffee, then you're going to really love it. And you guys have been very, you know, community minded. I see a lot of posts on Facebook. People come in here after local football games and everything else. And it's just really great to see you guys and everybody in the craft beer world, you know, embrace the community like that. You know, without them, we wouldn't be here.
That's exactly right. And that kind of embodies really our tagline of our business is welcome to the family.
Yeah.
And I say it to you when you first come in, and we say it to all of our guests, and we mean it. You know, we're here ingrained in Avon as the first brewery and grill in Avon. And with that, we have involved in all of our sports teams. We feed them. We support them. We put banners up everywhere. We do fundraisers. We just did a fundraiser last night with the Friendship APL, which was a huge hit. Hundreds of people slammed this place last night.
I saw you guys met the goal.
Yeah, I met the goal, which is crazy.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for the adoptive parents of that Hopalong Cassidy to have that taken care of for them. It's a great thing to be able to step in and help your community. We do that with Salvation Army as well and many other organizations.
It's easy to promote around beer.
It
is. You know what I mean? You know, everybody wants to help out. And what better way to do it than coming out and supporting not only a great local brewery, but the local community and places like that that need, like the APL and Salvation Army and all those places that need our help. Before we go, making sure I didn't miss anything on Barista Blonde?
Nope, it's just our blonde ale that we have infused. It's actually cold brewed with Ethiopian coffee. Nice, crisp, light, all-day drinker, caffeinated, clear as can be, and a wonderful drink. One of our favorite beers here at Avon Brewing Company.
Absolutely. Matthias, thank you so much for being here. Tune in next week as we cover a new beer here at Avon Brewing Company.